We pray. Lord God, grant us wisdom through your word. Amen. Proverbs is a book filled with wise sayings expounded by King Solomon. With the exception of Jesus Christ, Solomon was perhaps the wisest man on earth. In this book, Solomon shares with us the product of the wisdom that God gave to him. God willing, in the weeks to come, you and I will enjoy some of his words of wisdom. Of course, God's words of wisdom are not heard only in chapel. They're heard in the classrooms, in the dormitories, and wherever the Word of God is being shared among His people. This is the way we grow in wisdom. ILC was established to impart wisdom to its students. God's wisdom. God who created this world that surrounds us. God who created us. God who redeemed us in the only way possible, through the blood of His own Son. God who saved us through faith in that atoning blood. God who knows all things that happen from beginning to end. God who knows what works and what doesn't work. God who knows what will bring peace and happiness and what will bring turmoil and sorrow. God who knows what is good for us and what is bad. God whose love for us has no limit, reaching to the heights of heaven and the depths of Calvary. The Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of His saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech. It is this kind of wisdom that our teachers gather for themselves through their personal study of the Word of God. It is this wisdom that the faculty then shares with the students. And you are likewise encouraged to share this wisdom with one another. Without God's wisdom, everything that we do is doomed to failure. However, if we gain the wisdom of God, then all that we do is destined to succeed. Excuse me. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels. Nothing you can desire can be compared with her. Long life is in her hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. Now, so far I've used the word wisdom 17 times, and I haven't defined it yet. Is wisdom the same as knowledge? No. Is it the same as understanding? Well, not exactly. Wisdom is the ability to put knowledge to its proper and beneficial use. A person can gather much knowledge, but without wisdom, he won't know how to put that knowledge to use. He won't benefit from it. In the area of practical wisdom, I may know how a car works, the interaction of electrical and mechanical components, the need for gas and oil and water and air, gears and pistons, transmission, drive shaft, A person may have knowledge of these things and still not be able to fix his car. When something goes wrong, it takes that kind of practical wisdom that a trained mechanic would have to solve the problem. Well, something went wrong, terribly wrong, with us. Sin ruined this wonderful creation. The result is that we could no longer function the way God intended us to function. Instead of being wise, we became fools. Nevertheless, we did have some knowledge. Call it elementary knowledge. We knew that God exists. We knew that He has the power of life and death. We knew that we needed to have a good relationship with this Creator, or we were in big eternal trouble. But we didn't have the wisdom. In foolishness, we thought we could appease this God with a bunch of things that we do. Call them good works. Or by making sacrifices to Him. Or by punishing ourselves for our sins. But none of it works. Our works are no good. Our sacrifices are worthless. Our self-punishment falls far short of what we actually deserve. We were fools. Having the knowledge that we need to fix this antagonism that we have with God, we need to fix this problem, but lacking the wisdom to do it. It took divine wisdom coupled with love to provide the solution. God knew what was needed, and in His infinite wisdom, He made it happen. The offering of His own Son resulted in the removal of our sins and our punishment, and the reestablishment of a good relationship with God. In wisdom, God restored this relationship at great cost to Himself. Now we know that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now we know that Christ Jesus has become for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Because we know this, we now possess this divine wisdom. So this is where we begin our study of wisdom. We begin in Christ. And of course, that's where we will continue, and that's where we will end. With Christ as our wisdom, we therefore ask God to bless our study of the biblical concept of wisdom in the weeks to come. We pray. Heavenly Father, teach us to count our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Amen. Hymn 366, verses 1 and 5.